when you have an opportunity to electrify a broadcast and a show, you just can't turn that down. I'm your host, Mike Oste, and I'm going to turn the lights on for this edition of Mic Drop here on Pittsburgh Sports Live and Steelers Now. And I'll also leave those obvious puns alone now as I will welcome on my guest to talk some Steelers and also obviously talk some Chargers. That is former NFL All-Pro linebacker Sean Merriman, who made a name for himself as a Chargers great, to say the very, very least. Sean, thanks for joining me, man. How have you been?
I'm doing well, man. Just living on the West Coast and enjoying it.
to say the least, I'm a little bit jealous, but of course, this edition of Steelers Chargers is out in Los Angeles, so Sunday Night Football will be in the warmer weather. I'm dealing with Pittsburgh and now the gloomy Gotham City feel that we're dealing with right now. But I definitely appreciate you taking the time. I know also you have something to promote and what you're doing as well, so I will give you a minute to do that here at the end of the program. Just wanted to get your thoughts here at the top. This Chargers team started off the season with a lot of hope. Justin Herbert kind of out of nowhere last year, becoming a solid elite quarterback, becoming the future of that franchise, to almost put it mildly. And with what's going on with Kansas City this year, obviously an elite team in the AFC, if not the NFL, the last few years, but they have just not been that this year with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs struggling. The Raiders have dealt with pretty much every drama and mess you could possibly imagine. And then the Broncos are still rebuilding. But this Chargers team still feels like they're trying to find themselves. It's a very big game for them, to say the least. Obviously, they started out strong, but then have lost a few in a row. And the offense in particular has been struggling. What do you make of this Chargers team as you're still certainly a close observer? And what do you think has happened recently to kind of set this off on a negative course, especially with this feeling like a season they got to grab the bull by the horns and they just have not been doing so as of late?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, they definitely struggled lately. There's no doubt about that. They, you know, on the offense side of the ball and on the defense side of the ball, not being able to stop the run. But this definitely feels like a different Chargers team, right? You know, they have the capabilities of getting back on board and picking things up and getting things going again. I couldn't say that, you know, a few years ago. You know, if they were having these type of problems, I would say, hey, this, you know, hold on your hats. It's going to be a long one. But I do feel like they have the opportunity based on, you know, Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, these guys, you know, defense side of the ball, when guys do finally come back healthy, I feel like they can pick it back up and get back on track, no problem.
Yeah, and speaking here with Sean Merriman, former NFL All-Pro linebacker here, Chargers great, talking Chargers, but also obviously talking their matchup with the Pittsburgh Steelers here on PSL and Steelers Now. Is it about that quarterback that kind of changed your mind in terms of the future of this franchise kind of floundering a little bit? Obviously, Philip Rivers era came to an end. He went to the Colts and then has since retired. Certainly a different Chargers football, obviously now in L.A. You played there in San Diego, but last year kind of got on the field off of some medical chaos. I don't know even if the casual fan was aware of him. He wasn't the highly touted quarterback that some were, and not to steal your catchphrase, but was lights out since starting. They always have had talent. This is a new Chargers era with Philip Rivers gone, went to Indy, then retired, and the team now in LA from when you were there in San Diego. But is that quarterback the reason why your kind of feelings have changed about, you know, adding some optimism to the future of the Chargers? You know what it's like to play with an elite quarterback, and, you know, going to the other side of the ball for the Chargers opponent this week, the Steelers, the future of that position is certainly in doubt with Ben's age. He's likely not starting this game. Mason Rudolph being what he kind of has been. Haskins can't get on the field. And I don't know if they're going in the draft or any of the Aaron Rodgers rumors are true, but the Chargers don't have to worry about that.
No, not at all. And you know, I played with Phillip Rivers for a very long time. And to kind of pass the torch off to a guy like Justin Herbert, you know, the organization couldn't be in better hands. You know, it's funny because when he was, doing a combine and I saw him, you know, throwing a ball and they were talking about him, I tweeted out immediately. I said, hey, if he's there, you know, get Justin Herbert. And I also watched him in the championship game against Wisconsin out in L.A. I was there at that game when he was his last game. And so I was just high on him since day one. When you look on the other side of the ball and she was going on with Big Ben, and I played against Big Ben and had some great battles against him. You know, I don't know how much longer he intends on playing. Obviously, it looks like he's slowing down and maybe winding it down to be done. You know, but he's had an outstanding career. I still, you know, tell people, I say, one of the hardest people to play against? It was Ben, just how big he was. And I used the word slippery because, you know, he would wiggle and get out of these tackles and still throw the ball 30, 40 yards down the field. And, you know, what's going on over there? They have, you know, with the Steelers, they have, you know, some problems on the offensive line. I'm a huge fan of Najee Harris, man. I really, really like that guy. His work ethic, his attitude, how he approaches the game, the time he's willing to put in. You know, you normally don't see that out of a lot of young guys because they get in and they fall into the trap of being in the spotlight for the first time and things like that. So he's going to pick it up once they figure out what's going on the offensive line. But it's going to be a gritty game on Sunday. I really do believe that.
Yeah, Sean Merriman here, former NFL All-Pro linebacker, joining me here on Mic Drop on Pittsburgh Sports Live and Steelers Now. As we're talking Chargers Steelers, it's going to be a major conversation in the offseason of the future of that quarterback position for the Steelers. Seemingly no one's happy with any of the options, and obviously Ben, you don't know how much longer he's going to be there, but not an issue for the Chargers. Now, I do want to ask you about the other side of the football. Obviously, you being a Pro Bowl linebacker, you know that side very, very well. Even though you were able to brush your shoulders off there with the prediction on Justin Herbert. So that's nice for you. But on the other side of the ball there, where you made your name, what's the importance of Joey Bosa in particular for the Chargers and that defense? Because you mentioned that it's not just the offense has been struggling. The defense hasn't been what they were prior. You're still seeing some numbers from some of them, but some offenses that haven't really been putting points up against anyone else have been putting it up against the Chargers. And a guy like Joey Bosa, questionable most of this week because of COVID protocol, he seems more likely for Sunday. But just how impactful is it to maybe not have him, and then the other side of the football with TJ Watt being out for the Steelers and his recent injury, and just the Steelers being so banged up defensively? How big of a deal is that for the Steelers defense, who I'm sure you're familiar with, and their strategy of trying to rush the passer? Obviously, yeah. Much harder when you're losing some linebackers.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you watch a football game, you just hope to see a Joey Bosa and TJ Watt on the field like that. Like, obviously, you got quarterbacks playing, and you know, you want to see some matchups across the board, but you hope to see two great pass rushes on the field at the same time. Where you're, you know. I always enjoyed that. When we played the Steelers, I knew that, you know, Joey Porter was on the other side of the ball. You know, I knew that I was coming to play, and he was going to be watching. I was going to be watching him, and he was going to be watching me, and I wanted to outplay him. I mean, it was simple as that, because I was such a huge fan of him. But, you know, if you hope that those guys play, and they can turn the game for you. They can give you an extra one or two turnovers. One single guy, you know, like a Joey Bosa or TJ Watt, they can give you one or two extra turnovers, and hopefully get a score or two out of that. That's how impactful they are. TJ Watt will probably go down as one of the best to do it when he's all said and done. Obviously, the Watt family, they just create creatures. You hope that those guys play, but I have to give Coach Tomlin all the credit in the world, because he's been able to find ways to get through the season on next to nothing. Guys are just banged up, falling like flies, and he's finding ways to go out and still get wins. And, you know, that just shows you, you know, what kind of coach he is, what kind of man he is, and always been a big fan of Coach Tomlin.
You mentioned Coach Tomlin. I do want to ask you that. Actually, Coach Tomlin, kind of a polarizing guy here in Pittsburgh, as odd as that may sound. Obviously, a Hall of Fame resume. He's certainly built success. But would Tomlin have been a coach that you would have loved to play for? It does seem like a player's coach, but obviously there has been, you know, some polarizing effect with some ex-players that have left and some commentary in that regard. And it's been a while since the championship, so there are some that have argued he's underachieved with talent and then overachieved in different years. It's just up and down with the Tomlin opinion out there. What are your thoughts and your assessment on Tomlin, and if he would have been someone you would have liked to play for?
No, I told Coach Tomlin when we spoke one time that I would have loved to play for him. And this was when I left the Chargers, and I got paid, and I thought that I had an opportunity at going to play there. And when I saw him, I think that offseason, or one of the following offseasons in person, I said, hey, Coach, I'm coming. You know, I would love to play for you. And okay. You know, we have some mutual friends and mutual people in common. And you know, I told him to pass the word. I said, if I don't see him, and I end up running into him, and I told him I would love to play for him. I just think he's a great coach. Obviously, you're not going to be liked by every player. You're not going to like every coach. That's just the way how things go. But as far as the person I know, even though I didn't get a chance to play for him, you know, I got a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, that's interesting. That would have been, what, 2012? You end up going to Buffalo.
Exactly. So
Steelers could have used you. The Steelers could have used you then. I think it could have helped out here. Sean Merriman, former All-Pro linebacker, talking with me here on Mic Drop on PSL and Steelers Now. Sean, I do also want to just get your thoughts. Would you rate this as a good or a bad matchup? We talked about Justin Herbert earlier and then talking about what the Steelers like to do defensively with or without T.J. Watt, who I also made the joke in the Steelers press box. Anytime he would set any record or player of the week, player of the month, it's hard for him to even brag to his own family on Thanksgiving. If he'd win that elusive defensive player of the year award, his older brother can say, I got three of those. So we'll see what happens there, but obviously he's a stud and that would be a big ding to not have. But would you say this is a good or a bad matchup? Obviously the Steelers aren't easy to play against, but in terms of Herbert's style with being elusive, can he play the type of ball? The Steelers are still trying to do the same type of thing. Is this going to be a matchup that Justin Herbert can be a type of quarterback that can have success in? Or would you kind of warn Charger fans the Steelers defense could make it rougher on him than normal?
Well, is TJ playing? That's the if he's out of the game, it gives him a better chance for sure, because you don't want that guy on the field. But just their style of play and how they like to move around and bring guys and show certain coverages and blitz and back off. Any young quarterback is going to present a problem too. That's just how it is. The only thing I would say is Justin Herbert is he's a little bit more advanced than a young guy just being on the field. Like you don't see him making a lot of those type of mistakes. The mistakes that he makes are trying to, you know, make a play out of nothing. Right. I don't believe I've seen him yet confused or not knowing what the defensive coverages are and things like that. But he's going to have an uphill battle because they're going to send everybody. I mean, the last thing you want is him having time to throw the ball to Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. I mean, you don't want him to have time to do that. So, you know, with that being said, you know, you got to come out with a strong game plan. And Austin Ekeler has to get involved, and they're going to have to use the tight end and getting him open and getting the ball out very quickly. And then hopefully that frees up for a big play downfield. But they got a defense, man. They love to get after people.
Yeah, and the Steelers, obviously, Minkah Fitzpatrick in the secondary, Devin Bush, Steelers fans kind of waiting for more from. There's definitely other playmakers there that maybe have an opportunity now to step up here. Sean, when you look back at your Chargers career, I actually saw a video of you talking with Trey Wingo recently about maybe your Chargers crew, one of those – maybe future NFL films missing rings. I mean, you obviously had a great career, multiple time Pro Bowler. You had studs there. But do you look back on that at all of saying, yeah, we were a great team, I had a successful run, or is there any what if for you on we didn't make a Super Bowl, I feel like we should have been there. Obviously injuries kind of hurt you even individually. Any reflection that's a what if, or are you satisfied?
No. I'm never satisfied about anything.
I figured not.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, it's one of those things that, you know, you look back on, and when you always hear a debate about how if Philip Rivers is going to be a Hall of Famer one day, or if that, you know, whatever. And it's like, okay, well, if he had a ring, he's a guaranteed Hall of Famer. That's just really what it comes down to. So you feel, you know, in a sense, bad, like, hey, maybe I, you know, didn't do enough. Maybe we didn't do enough. Because you would like to see, you know, Phil get his credit and Lorenzo Neal, who played, you know, one the best fullback of all time that should be in the Hall of Fame or should be up for the Hall of Fame. So you look back on those things more than anything. Personal accolades, you know, I always put myself in the position where I expect to get those, you know, because I put the time in and you work and things like that. But as far as the championship, man, you're like, okay, well, you know, those are things you look back on and wish that that you achieve, because that will kind of put a stamp on, I guess, everybody.
Yeah, and obviously, too, to be fair, the Hall of Fame is about what you did as an individual. You look at Philip Rivers' career, you look at the numbers, you look at what he put up. I mean, Dan Marino didn't win a ring. It is hard to ding a guy individually because of a team sport, of a team not accomplishing something. And you guys also were in the heartbeat of that Belichick-Brady dynasty. So it wasn't exactly easy to crack in either. So, yeah, hoping Phil can certainly still get there. And connected to Charger fans, Charger great. Dan Fouts managed – this is optimism. Dan Fouts managed to get into the Hall of Fame without getting in a Super Bowl either. So it could be a similar story for Philip Rivers in terms of the Chargers. Sean, I definitely appreciate the time. I know you have a lot going on as well now in your life and in your career, now that football is in the past, and certainly a successful run as a multiple-time Pro Bowler and Charger great for you in the NFL. But what do you have going on right now?
Yeah, I got a Lights Out Extreme fight in my MMA company. We're now on Fubo Sports. We got a huge fight coming up December 10th. You can also, if you haven't seen our former fights, they're all on Fubo TV, Fubo Sports. You guys go check them out. Got some great up-and-coming guys. If you want to see some of the best up-and-coming talent in MMA, definitely check us out December 10th on live on Fubo Sports.
Absolutely. I'm definitely going to do that. I've been watching you on different places. Saw what you did even on MTV and your appearance there during the challenge there. So you've definitely been all over showing that athleticism, and that's definitely a different thing for you from what people may know you as a football player. So that's really cool, man.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's it would be a lot funner if I won some of those competitions, but you know how they go.
Yeah. Absolutely. I definitely do. Well, I definitely appreciate the time, Sean. Obviously a big game for both teams coming up. Happy to talk to you, and we'll have to do this again sometime as well.
Absolutely.
I definitely would love to have you on again.
You got it. Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Sean Merriman, former NFL All-Pro linebacker, and as I said, great dude, great Chargers legend, and he has a lot going on in the MMA world as well coming up. So, Sean, definitely appreciate the time. That'll do it here on this edition of Pittsburgh Sports Live here in Steelers Now, as I will drop the mic and let those two teams get at it on the field.